It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Hopefully I get a little more sleep and I'm a little more energetic. I hate to complain because my wife is up constantly with the children, and we've got one that's sick. But, you know, I get up early. I'm up at 3:30 in the morning, and my daughter keeps her watch, her little gizmo watch, in our bedroom to charge every night. And, I mean, I crashed out, and I was sound asleep, and then 9:40, meep, 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 the most ear-piercing, high-pitched sound coming from that watch. She had somehow set a little alarm or something on it. And I could not get it to shut off. And I fiddled with that watch for a good 10 minutes. I could not get it to shut off. I finally just held all the buttons down to shut it down. But at that point, it's like, well, I'm up. And now there's adrenaline. And this thing shocked me awake. So from here on out, I think she's going to be keeping that in her room.
Yeah. Wake her butt up.
And then on top of it, I feel like I didn't sleep well because I've just kind of... I've kind of given up on my health here, December 12th, 2024. And Nick Nack's been making all these cookies and stuff, and I feel like Katie.
Yeah.
I'm just eating. I'm just shoving food into my mouth. And before bed last night, I wandered down, and she made these lemon cookies. I had, what did I count? Like 7 of them?
Oh, my. Did you bring any of those, by the
way? No, because I want them. And Nicole told me that this morning. She's like, why don't you just bring the rest of these into work since you can't control yourself? Yeah. I'm like, no, they're so good.
Have you no self-control?
I have zero self-control right now, buddy. Like,
with
I'm
those
eating
cookies.
Like crap, like in general. I'm eating a lot of sugar. I'm eating cookies. And it's like, here we go. And now we're going to get into Super Bowl of eating here in another week or so.
Yeah.
With all the Christmas parties and
everything.
You're
probably happier, though, right now, aren't you?
You know what?
Honestly, I'm miserable.
You're not. You love life.
I feel like crap.
Just in your head.
I stepped on the scale last night before I got in the shower.
Why'd you do that? That's before your problem.
So I was just in my underpants. Yeah. You know, so you're a lighter. And I'm the heaviest I've ever been, so I need to...
Well, we can tell, Jer. We can tell. I mean...
You're hanging out with me too much,
like, the
barely.
Number started with a 2, and I have never... I've never been that heavy.
And you're like, what is happening to me? It's muscle. You're just getting
Yeah, that's swole. What I'm telling myself.
You're getting
heavy. But I haven't been to the gym the entire week. Last time I was at the gym was Thursday, so...
Oh,
they were heavy
funny.
Boxers on. That's what it was.
So I'm getting a little thick. It's thick
right.
season, though,
it
right?
Thick
calling
season.
In thick today.
But
very
I told
thickness.
You guys, it's like summer bodies are made in the winter, and so far it's not so good because I'm covered in lemon drizzle.
Sounds so good though.
But you guys, these cookies, they're like a shortbread lemon cookie, and then she fills them with some sort of lemon meringue gel there.
Bring
in the
two
middle.
In tomorrow.
Yeah, please.
Please. For Friday. Just
she
two.
Made them.
He showed me the picture
3 days ago.
I don't care. Sugar don't go bad.
Exactly. That sounds delicious. All Third right. day is like the peak day.
Well, I'm like crusty. Your I'm your cookie dealer now.
Yeah.
Just, yo, just a taste, bro.
We'll just look
a taste.
At it. Yeah, we'll just
first
look
one's
at it.
Free.
Yeah, there
first
we
one's
go.
Free, bro.
There we go.
Smell my breath. It's all lemony, please.
I also had 5 cookies yesterday.
Did you?
That's good not surprising Lord. To anybody, but I actually Nina brought in some gingerbread cookies that were quite tasty. So I had 2 of those on my way home.
Oh, yum.
So I was here late yesterday. And then when I went to the gas station, actually Target. No, I went to Target and they had, I'm going to tell you right now, maybe some of the best cookies I've ever had in my life. You know those soft cookies, those sugar cookies we talked
those
about
ones
with the
Josh
frosting on mm-hmm. top that we love? Well, imagine those.
Those are cancer cookies.
Gingerbread with marshmallow frosting on top. So they're super soft gingerbread cookies with marshmallow. Oh, my God.
You're turning
gosh.
Me on right now.
I had 3 in the car on the way home. I couldn't even wait to
Have
get home
you
for
no
those.
Self-control?
No, we know this, though.
You guys.
Me and that cookie.
Hey, you look over at the seat, and you're like, what's up?
Yeah.
Soft gingerbread.
Oh, my gosh.
Goodness gracious.
I was whispering sweet nothings to that cookie. You have no
idea.
Are
you looking
idea.
At me? Are you
run,
looking
run,
at
run
me?
As fast as you can.
You looking at me, gingerbread? Are you looking at me? Because I'm looking at you right now.
You and your marshmallow frosting.
Yeah, come here. Get in my mouth.
Bigger.
Eat me!
That's the only kind of man I want in my car, the gingerbread man.
I thought for sure you were going to say at Target they've got that bin up there by the bakery that the kids can go and get the free cookie. I thought for sure you were going to say you swung by that like 3 times and just took
snuck
a cookie.
Back. Got 6 more.
Just a nibble. You can, you know, if it's a free cookie.
I've been told I can't do that anymore.
She has to stay 500 yards away
the
from the free cookies.
Target people say, those are for children. children. You are not a child.
Target's pretty solid because you can get the cookie or a banana, I believe. Like, they'll give your kid
Who's
these idiot kids taking the banana?
Do they give those away?
Yeah, I believe it's Target.
Yeah, I know you can have a cookie.
Or it's an orange or something.
Yeah. That's funny.
Dang, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so if you're ever hangry and you're low on cash... Go wander around to Target.
Yeah, get some free samples.
Banana,
right?
An orange.
How was your date? You went out with Rich Steven again.
Yeah, Steven from the Springs. It was good. We went and met somewhere in the Castle Rock area, and it was neat because where we met was another one of those like food hall places, and I love that concept of like five or six different restaurants in one spot.
The one we liked closed down over here.
No, Cherry Creek Food Hall?
Yeah, it's closed down. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's closing.
Yeah.
It's closing or it closed already?
I think, was it Grange Food Hall and then it changed the name to Cherry Creek Food Hall?
Let's dig a little deeper.
We need to look into that.
Anyway, it's a food court type situation.
Favorite places. Yeah. The place in Castle Rock, and here's the reason I bring that up is because we ordered these things called arrayas. Know what those
are?
They're like
do.
Yeah, a pita kind of filled sandwich type thing. It was so good. It was like, mine had like a falafel and tahini, and it was just, it was
your
so
good.
Your
face right now is ecstasy.
You know, it was even better is he ordered one of the same things. He did a little dance when he ate his, and I'm like,
are
you serious? Oh, my gosh, I just love it.
The falafel dance?
Yes. That's an ick for me.
No, he did. He took a bite, and he's like, this is good, and he did a little dance, and I was like, did you just did a food
Daddy
dance?
Likes falafel. Did Daddy likes falafel.
I just got turned off.
What's up, falafel? Who's your little chickpea?
Right?
Yo, pita.
Give me your hummus.
I see you looking at me, pita.
Is that an olive?
I love you. Olive juice. Olive juice.
Olive juice.
So did he pay?
He did. And he asked me if he could pay. He was like, do you mind
he
if I pick
you.
Up this check? And I was like, you go right ahead, Mr. Black.
Not at all.
That's
that
unique.
All
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
How did he word it?
He said just that. Do you mind if I pick
do
up the check?
Do you mind if I
And
pick
I was
up the
like,
check?
Yeah, I was absolutely. Like, they,
he is
thank
proper.
You so much. But it was funny because there was one moment where, you know, I told you the first date we had, one of my insecurities is when I eat, I feel like I'm very messy. I'm a sloppy eater and I'm aware of it, but I can't stop it. I don't know what it is. It's just get a little intense with the food. He does the same thing. I noticed he's very, very sloppy when he eats. And I'm just like, I don't know if this is a match made in heaven. I don't know. But it just like, I don't know.
Everybody sitting around you is like,
good God, these two.
These two need some bumpers for their eating. Like,
just
they
eat slower.
Exactly,
if he ever
like...
proposes, he's not going to propose with a ring. He's going to propose with a package of napkins.
I know,
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.